be how many albums you can sell. Now it's how many singles you can sell. Now it's can you sell a single at all? Do people feel enough emotion in your music or enough interest in your music, whether it be through fashion or through image or through personality or through lyricism, that they are willing to drop a penny for what you have to offer? And even then, is it so substantial enough to compete with everybody else that's going to be doing the same thing?
Yeah, it really is. It's really all I care about. Like, most of it, like, I'm more into nowadays. I used to be into rap and hip-hop and everything. I'm now more interested in R&B and soul and neo soul. Actually, I've my interest straight. Because I realized that is the point that everyone's just fake nowadays in hip-hop. It's like,
but then again, R&B, neo soul, we're talking about... This is why I say with the whole...
There
we go. The whole thing, you know that neo soul itself was a label... That what record label actually came up with that name in order to sort of try and target certain artists such as Erykah Badu, Jill Scott, you name them, D'Angelo.
Stuff, you know?
Yeah, but still, I mean, the whole thing in itself, they don't call themselves neo soul artists. They just call themselves
soul
artists.
That's fine.
The music has just evolved.
Neo
it hasn't
soul
changed.
Is something they can put a title on to make it seem more distinguished, so people
That's
will feel
it.
Better about buying.
That's it.
I don't mind that.
I listen
as
to
neo soul.
You listen
to what?
Well, I listen. If you just say I listen to neo soul, it's like you're trying to distinguish yourself from those that listen to soul music, and those who listen to soul music are like, no, you listen to soul. It's just
it's the same thing. It's just 40 years later.
That's like, I buy organic.
Well, we can
say
it. We can say hair is bad, but you know what
I'm
talking about.
No, I'm just saying, you know, I mean, that's one of those many gimmicks that record companies are now stooping to get to in order to make a dime. They're not making money anymore.
That is true.
They're not making money anymore. Virgin Mobile Records is now branching into space travel.
My goodness.
That means that the music industry is over.
That's
when you have a music industry branching into something as far fucking fetched as going to the moon,
mm-hmm.
we're going to offer moon tours in 2050. You're a record company. Why?
It is true.
Why?
I mean, I saw the first hour of MTV
mm-hmm.
ever. This was 1981, I believe.
Yeah, it was all music.
Right.
Have you seen MTV now?
Mm.
It
That's
nothing
it.
Nothing,
I mean,
to, do
nothing
with
to do with it.
There's
I mean, you have shows, you have competitions.
It's teenage
yeah.
who's getting pregnant. Shows.
That's it.
That's all it is.
That's it.
I don't even know what's on MTV.
But do you see what I mean? MTV, the very definition of music television is, you know, you're watching it and you're like, this is not music. I'm seeing a whole lot of teenage. I'm seeing some things they're trying to push the bar in. It means they're suffering. The whole concept is suffering because people can everywhere. I mean, you can take a flight 3 hours from here. You can go to Mongolia. They've got the internet down there. Everyone's using YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
They've got their own artists on there. They download, you know, using those programs illegally or whatever else. Everyone is doing it. I've been to Africa before. I've seen the same thing happen there. People just download stuff. DMX. Ooh, let's use LimeWire Pro. There we go. Everyone's using the same stuff. They are losing billions upon billions of dollars.
It is a disease thing, writhing and shriveling on the floor, and nobody can help it. That's what it is. It's dying.
It is the death of an era.
People are trying to figure out CPR, to give it a defibrillator, and call the ambulance, and there's nothing.
But they
can't. People can't do anything
like,
about it.
I thought that's basically like beat for Nicki Minaj, not honestly. She would just sing out all kind of whack.
They call me Lewinsky.
I got money.
I got
whiskey.
Yeah.
They call me Lewinsky. Yeah.
Hell no.
I know music is...
I can't believe they even made it on the radio.
Yeah.
At the same time. It's like, at the same
it's
time, it's really, I guess it's a desperation. It's just, the thing is, like, they're looking for something new all the time.
Well, that's how it's always been.
And I know, but
ever
you
since
can only get so much, you know, so fast. Like, you see, it's not only they're looking for something new. It's just that it's a constant fast cycle. Like, if they don't drag out anything. Like, they don't let anything reverberate. It's just like, this is hot for this month or this couple of months, and we're on to something else. You gotta get something else.
I mean, but that's what the technology age has done. The technology age has designed people's brains in this particular generation and beyond to fast forward through things, to get through things and move on to the next. It's an obsolescence theory. It's like, this is good, what's next? This is good, what's next? It used to be, this is good, let's see how long this lasts. This is good. That's how human beings have evolved throughout technology's existence. This is good. Let's